lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Since Tuesday last week, the government has come under attack by the opposition, doctors, nurses, law academics, labor unions, toy manufacturers, and journalists for defunding the government. Despite this reputational onslaught, the government remains confident in its decision to completely defund the government, which would put an end to the 184-year-old Aotearoa New Zealand nation-state experiment. Right Honourable Christopher Luxon, the ex-Air New Zealand Chief Executive Officer and current Chief Operating Officer of New Zealand, told the media in an announcement today that the decision to completely defund the government was part of its coalition promises with the ACT Party. In a conversation with New Zealand Herald business journalist Mark Van Tulip Farm, ACT Party leader and star of the Terminator series iRobot and ex-marketer David Seymour managed to say this before encountering a system crash.
For ordinary people, mainly based on the private car. And that's why you can play ice hockey in Auckland, New Zealand. You can play rugby in Calgary, Alberta, basically because a wide range of people can quickly leave the Kansas City.
And rather than having a passenger
leave the Kansas City,
the one group lauding the government's decision are, unsurprisingly, economists, who believe this decision will improve the country's economy for the second 2024 financial quarter. Chief ANZ Bank economist Dr. John Smellsmoney said the government's decision will in fact boost small business revenue, especially in Auckland, where rent and low foot traffic is hurting the local economy.
We're a bit concerned because the first quarter of the year was negative in terms of growth. The second quarter to June 30 has come in at 1.7% growth. That is pretty strong. I guess we knew we were bouncing back. We've seen a rise in the service sector.
To investigate this further, we recruited a dear friend of ours, Mr. Hike Moskings, to speak with New Zealand First party leader and walking cigarette, Mr. Winston Peters, on whether he thought completely defunding the government was a good idea. Unfortunately, Mr. Peters was too busy betting on greyhound races to talk.
What are you doing in this country, Mr. Peters? You turn it upside down, you put it down the crapper. How can you do this to your people?
Next time on Politics Now, do we really exist? Tune in next Monday to find out.